This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the strangest keepsake that you've been hanging on to, and what is the backstory behind it? 206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, what photo is it that you have?
Oh, hey, what? Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
What's
morning.
Up, Jason?
Hey, can I give a shout out to my fellow teachers in before I tell you the story?
Absolutely.
Whew, here's the shout out to all my fellow teachers at Ridgeline Middle School. We made it, y'all.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's a battle every day, I'm telling you.
Are you doing the parent-teacher conferences right now?
No, man. I run the in-school suspension program.
Oh, so you get to hang out with all the good kids.
Started at the bottom, now I'm at the top, baby.
All right, Jason, tell us your story. What's your keepsake, and what's the story behind it?
All right. So I recently just retired from the military after 21 years, and back in the day, we were in Iraq. And we were cruising through Tikrit, which was Saddam Hussein's hometown, and they had a big mural of him in the middle of the city. And so we pulled over, and I pulled out my pig sticker and walked up there and cut a big chunk out of the mural and brought it back. And
whoa.
So that's a kind of a cool, dark keepsake that I have.
Oh, I bet it makes for a great story whenever you're talking to somebody and be like, hey, check this out, because, I mean, that is pretty epic.
Yeah, but you know what? When I tell these stories to people that aren't in the military anymore, they don't laugh like we laughed. So I don't know, man. I guess I don't tell that story too often.
Dude, in any walk of life, if you have a sense of gallows humor and you share something and then you realize, oh crap, the people I'm talking to don't have that same sense of humor, I probably should have just kept quiet.
You know, I have that feeling on a daily basis.
Hey, real quick, what the hell is a pig sticker?
A big knife.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a euphemism. I was like, damn, man. Savage.
Thank you for your service, Jason. Justin from Ferndale, what is the keepsake that you have, and what's the story behind it?
So I have about a... Good morning, everyone. So I have a 3-inch nail in a pill bottle at my house, because it used to be next to my thumb when it got shot into my finger.
Oh.
Did you shoot it into your finger, or did somebody else?
So the backstory is, I'm a metal worker. And I needed to make a crate to pack something up. So I went to the wood shop and tried building the crate. I've had some use with, like, normal power tools. Not a nail gun. Anyway, I'm like, this is cool. Keep pounding away. And my second to last shot, it double tapped one into the 2x4 and one into the side of my finger.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
yeah.
Did it go in so hard and so fast that you didn't really feel it at first? Or, sorry, that's something wrong.
Yes, it actually, funny enough, so it went right next to the bottom portion of my thumb and then about halfway into my palm. And the nail was apparently right next to my bone. So I went to go show my supervisor. He almost passes out from the side of it. And I'm like, hey, I'm keeping my cool with a nail in my finger. You can be cool taking me to the ER. And he's like, okay. So he takes me to the ER, and they're like, this is the coolest thing you've seen all week.
Did they get the back of a hammer and just kind of yank it out?
Oh, even better. They grabbed the pair of surgical pliers, which were a pair of Irwin vice grips, and they poured some, like, saline on it, and, yeah, yanked that thing out. But... I had, like, nurses and doctors come in and be like, hey, are you the guy with the nail? I'm like, yep. They wanted to take, like, pictures with it, like, check it out. Like,
do they give you a countdown, like, 1, 2, 3, blah, or do they just go for it?
The guy was like, you ready? I'm like, yep. And he was,
oh, my God. I think I'm going to pass out.
My favorite part, Danny can confirm, the entire time he's sharing that story, you looked so unnerved.
I was like shaking.
You're kicking the floor of the like of our console.
I thought she was kicking you for a second.
I mean, she might as well have. She was losing her mind.
Trucker Matt is in Wenatchee. What's the backstory behind your keepsake?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
We can.
Yep. Yeah. What's up, Matt?
So about the beginning of 2009, I deployed to Iraq, and only a couple of months into the military, so not much experience, they put me in a truck called the Husky, which is a one-manned vehicle, and we were doing missions out at night, going through checkpoints, and all the other trucks were turning off what appeared to be all their lights. Turned out it was just the KC lights on the outside of the truck, and I turned all of my lights off, and I ended up taking that brand new, almost $1 million truck and ran it into a Jersey barrier.
Oh, no.
How fast were you going?
Like 3-4 miles an hour.
But enough to mess it up.
Oh, yeah. So the front tires were pigeon-toed in, like at a 45-degree angle. The truck had maybe 100 miles on it. And there's a chunk of fiberglass panels that were metal detectors. And I picked up one of those pieces and I brought it home. It was about 2 feet long.
How much?
I still have it to this day.
How much trouble do you get in when you have to finally tell somebody, hey, I kind of dinged up the $1 million Husky over here?
Well, so I thought that because I obviously couldn't see what I was doing, I thought one of the big tires had went flat because it like rocked over to one side, and my platoon sergeant, I couldn't hear from inside the up-armored vehicle, but he's waving his hands around and probably dropped about 17 F-bombs.
Oh, no.
I can only imagine. That's rough. Thanks for the call, Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.